This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
I said I wanted to cry, but like,
okay. Really.
What?
I thought we weren't talking about relationships.
God. Don't look at me like that. Actually, don't look at me at all. Maybe I need a little pain. Maybe I need to be humbled.
I want a family.
Are you sure you're not psychic?
Hi, everyone. It is Maddie. Welcome back to Closet Talk. And today I have a very special guest, a TikToker, model, content creator, Alyssa Butt. And it has been a while since we crossed paths. And we both have some... It's been a bit of a minute. And we both have some pretty pressing questions that we have about our lives. So we brought on a very, 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 very special guest, a tarot card reader. Intro, danger music. I'm nervous. Have you ever done this before?
Yes.
When was the last time you did it?
The last time I had it like professionally done was probably like a few months ago at an event. And that was like, they've all been really good and like eye-opening and like make me kind of question my entire life.
But oh, okay.
In like a good way. I've never cried getting them. Feeling a little emotional. I could cry.
You saw the Bob Marley movie.
So. I did see the Bob Marley movie.
And you cried during that. So maybe you have some extra tears in there.
Always do.
I've done this half a time. I had like a distant friend who like semi knew what they were doing. So this is like pretty much my first time. I'm a virgin, everyone.
This is, aww, congratulations.
Thank you, I know.
It's your first time.
It is.
So I'm special. So happy to be here in this moment with you.
Yes. I'm scared. Our tarot card reader for today is Tova, a very, very talented tarot card reader who I had a great conversation with in the back, and I'm so pumped for this episode. This is our extremely professional tarot card reader, Tova Abigail. She is a spiritual concierge and has spent the past several years as an energy reader.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. Really excited to be here. I think you both have had some dabbling with tarot. Tarot is just a tool to use to help understand the energy that you're going through in the moment. I don't really tell you your future. I tell you possibilities from where you are in this current now moment outside of your projections or your beliefs or what you think is going to happen. So it's more of a clear understanding of right now, just kind of lighthearted, you know, so all those things you put under the rug, those may come out. So it looks like, Maddie, you're in the hot seat for reading number one. Is that true?
Yeah, it's going to be so good because I'm going to get this over with and be so relaxed. And then
the whole time,
your energy is going to be all like built up. Don't look at me like that. Actually, don't look at me at all. Just make eye contact with her the whole time.
Like, I hope this is not something to get it over with. I'm here. I want to help bring some kind of guidance or insight.
Good.
Okay, good, good.
And if I cry?
Because it'll only hurt a little bit, so.
Oh, okay, great. Maybe I need a little pain. Maybe I need to be humbled.
All right, so I did ask you guys to come with a couple of questions. It sort of helps guide the energy. It's a lot like ordering something online, so you kind of want to be really specific with what it is you want to know about. It helps guide the energy. So okay. Yeah,
so do I just like fire them off one at a time?
Well, what's most pressing for you? It could be a topic, it could be an actual question.
I feel like the best one that we Alyssa found is, and I have to how is my past impacting my current situation?
Okay, is there a current situation you are already aware of that we're talking about, or are you are you skirting the topic of wanting to ask something specific?
I feel like every day is a situation, you know.
Okay. Is there a particular direction you kind of are thinking you do want to go? Because is this more of a career question, a relationship question?
More like...
Because the past has a lot of things going on.
What okay. is
going on? Oh my gosh.
Hey. Okay, interesting. Because this is such a card that would indicate where to go in the future, mm-hmm. and what direction you want to go in the future. So with the Three of Wands in the reverse, it's kind of thinking about what path do I want to take? Where do I want to go? This could be more than one life event. So it could be in the direction of career or relationships or family. Like you kind of aren't really evaluating where you want to go.
Probably
and
not.
And taking the time to sort of think about that and ponder it and really marinate in like what kind of future you want for yourself.
Marinate in that.
I'm marinating.
Okay.
I'm just letting the juices in. Mm-hmm. Based. Mm-hmm. Why do you say, oh, do you know what that means?
She just goes, mm.
I'm just going to kind of feel into that energy. Are you comfortable going into relationship-oriented questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a thought of like what type of family you want to build for yourself? What you kind of want in that realm?
I mean, I want a family. Mm-hmm. I have a great one, but I definitely like not anytime soon.
Only because this one is kind of bringing some things up to me.
No, yeah. There are some things going on in my family right now.
So. Okay. No, this is just kind of making me feel like there's like some kind of religious background experience that is impacting your connection with your family.
Like a Catholic school.
If this is a no, I really...
No, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up really Catholic. So I grew up like, yeah, word. Yeah, no, I grew up in the Catholic Church.
Okay.
And so like a lot of religious beliefs were ingrained in me from a very young age. And so I started unlearning it actually in like my early 20s.
Okay. So that makes sense here that's sort of been impacting you.
We're
coming
like
across.
The same.
Yeah.
So coming with these more religious structural beliefs that have actually, they're still sort of impacting your energy in like how you want to like present yourself and like shine out in the world and also like the type of future that you want to have. It almost makes me feel like maybe like you didn't get to see a blueprint of what you kind of want to have. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of impacting what you want for yourself. So it's kind of like making me feel like right now I'm seeing like an architect like drawing up a blueprint. So it's like you get to choose what kind of life you want to have for yourself. And maybe you're feeling a little bit of struggle around navigating that creative process because there's no right or wrong. And it's really about you just sitting with yourself and deciding what kind of lifestyle you want to have. Where do you want to live? How do you want to live without this religious guide? Because like religion can sometimes be this comforting thing because it's like just you do it this way and this is how we do it. And it sometimes can be a little scary to have freedom because you don't know what to do with that freedom sometimes.
I was just about to prompt before this. I'm amidst we're about to like move like physically. I feel like a big like chapter of my life, like a new life is like starting to come up. And I definitely like I'm leaving my family, like parental units, out of navigating that because I know that they have a very specific vision for me in mind.
All right.
And they have definitely a just strong.
Okay. Well, now that we have all of that clarity, that gives us a little bit. Do you want to get any extra clarity around that new path?
No, that's just cool that I need to like, and I should probably sit with that more.
Yeah.
Like
marinate.
I should marinate.
You should marinate.
Yeah, we're gonna marinate later. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing I'd do if I had an extra hour in the day? Honestly, probably sleep more, but I would like to think I'd pick up a book. A lot of us spend our entire lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If you had an infinite amount of time, what would you do with it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters most to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy has helped give me the tools to create the time and space I need to do more of what I love. Overall, therapy can be such a great place to work through challenges in any of your relationships, friendships, coworkers, or people you're dating. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online and designed to be convenient and flexible with your busy schedule. You just fill out a little questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and if it's not the right fit, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to take time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/closettalk today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/closettalk. Now on to the show. Is there something in my life that I'm avoiding?
When those kinds of questions come up too, it's like, well, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you're asking that? Okay. Oh. So with these two
your
cards coming
little
out.
Your oops are not helping anything.
Stop our reaction. I just is like.
Well, it seems like you know more. Do you want to?
Me? Nope.
Yep. Alyssa, read my cards.
So something that you're avoiding is actually breaking down some systems that you've been having in place that like you think is what you need in order for you to, like, in order for you to be the most expressed version of yourself. And so there's actually things that you've kind of put into place. It almost makes me feel like your comforts, like scheduling, it's making me feel like there's certain things that you're like, if like, it's almost like feels like in that OCD, like if you were gonna say someone with like an OCD, like has to like do certain rituals. Am I picking up on you instead?
I don't think I do.
It's like there's something, that you're avoiding breaking down. There's things that you have in place that you are wanting to keep there.
What can I say? Mm-hmm. I love my little comfort zone.
Well, there's something about you kind of leaving your comfort zone, which still ties into the last thing that we were reading about the family and the religion stuff, is there's a certain discomfort that you do have to go through in order to step into this sort of more seen role, which obviously you are a public figure. So it seems like there's sometimes even more, but it's being willing to surrender and let go and maybe allow some things to come up that you haven't really been wanting to address. Could be like personality things.
What?
Is this not resonating?
No, yeah, 100%. Okay. For sure. I would say.
Let's see if we get any extra. Is there anything more specific to be here? Because these are some powerful cards. They would also be like sort of defining moments.
Nice.
Okay.
Is that Jesus? Maybe. Probably. Yeah,
this kind of makes me feel like there's some limitations that you have that are kind of in your mind. It's like limitations where maybe you almost feel like you have to defend yourself or defend what you want or stand up for yourself. There's ways where you're maybe not standing up for yourself in times that you should be, mm-hmm, and times that maybe you might be.
What can I say? What? Yeah, 100% for sure.
Yeah. And then there are times where you are standing up for yourself and like you don't have to, and you have the support of other people. So it's kind of just learning to almost get out of your own way and just trust what you see. But this does tie into that last reading. That's going to be a lot easier when you kind of are more clear on where you want to go and what you want to do.
Yeah.
And create for yourself.
No, that 100%. Like, I'm having these silly little responses because I don't know how to deal with the fact that you're 100% right. yeah. No, for sure. I definitely feel support in like certain corners of my life, but there are also other, not the majority of, but like definitely big parts of my life where I'm like, okay, it'd be great if you could just like support me in, mm-hmm, my decisions and what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I do need to trust myself more. And I do tend to like get defensive over the things that I'm protective of. Mm-hmm. But I also sometimes like just sort of, when I know that I'm not going to really take somebody's like opinion to heart, right, I just kind of let them run their mouth and I just sit there and I don't really say much.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that makes sense. And I think as you get older, you kind of learn to navigate those things along the way and you find the places where you feel more confident and comfortable being able to do that. So
my other two questions are not silly, but a little existential.
Okay.
Do I have a purpose? Maybe like career-wise. Because I feel like I just kind of do.
Career purpose.
Yeah, like whatever I want, whenever I want in terms of like my career. Because I just do social media, mm-hmm, and then I'm like, okay, let me make a silly little post today. Mm-hmm. And then I make a silly little post and I'm like, yay, I did my job. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, okay, well, I should be doing more than just that.
Yeah.
And then I don't.
Okay. When you talk about purpose, people think it's this big existential thing. And it's, in my belief, it's something that actually continues to morph over time. Mm-hmm. And so right now, your purpose can be something so small. And so I kind of just wanted to feel like a general energy, but
yeah,
it doesn't
I just feel
seem like these cards wanna.
That's okay. I just feel a little lost in it because, like, I don't know. I definitely had my moments in the past where I was like, man, I'm doing great at what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm crushing it. And then all of a sudden, your life changes in like a drastic way. Like, you make a move, mm-hmm, or like you just start to like grow up on your own. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, things change. And then your purpose feels like, mm-hmm, I start to change.
Very interesting, because in this deck, the Four of Swords in reverse. The Four of Swords is a card of rest. And so it's kind of like not forcing yourself to actually have to figure it out, but like you're coming from this energy of like not actually letting yourself enjoy the success and the openness of your day and like doing what you can to even like want to go find some things you're interested in, like volunteering at the little shelter charity thing.
I can do that. I will try my best.
And so kind of doing things like that are what's going to eventually light up all these different paths. So it's kind of like, you know, you read for the future, but it's really like these different openings for the future just open up more and more possibilities. And from where you are right now, you're like, I don't feel like there are these possibilities, but it's just like, don't force yourself to be finding that purpose or that thing in your career and just kind of staying, enjoy what you've built.
Yeah, I don't really appreciate it very much. Yeah. I just kind of like focus on like what I could be doing better, but I don't really ever take a step back and I'm like, damn, like I did that.
I feel like a lot of, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Or like I'll make a video and it'll do great. And then the first thing that comes to my mind is like, all right, tomorrow's got to be better.
No, I know.
Or like it won't do great. And you're like, all right, now now I'm worse because it now needs to be better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm awful. I'm texting my manager. Yep. You have no clients. I'm out of a job. Really, that's my favorite thing when I have a video that does well. I text my girlfriend and I go, I still have a job.
But that's like the creative process. The creative process and being a creative is you're going to fail at a lot of things. And the more you fail, the more you start learning how you want to do something better or what you want to do the next time. And it's reminding ourselves in like through other forms of creativity, if it's like painting or something, like you're gonna mess up a million times and you learn techniques that way. So
kind I watch Bob Ross that. And then I'm like, I can do that. And then I try and then I'm like, I can't do that.
The pretty little trees.
The pretty trees.
Well, I hope that was helpful and brought some clarity. I know it kind of went in a couple of different directions, but then again, you kind of were a little all over the place. So
I do that.
It's a little unfair to ask of me.
You were awful. I couldn't get a read on anything. No, yeah, that's okay. I usually am. Like, I feel like you did like touch on like the major points in my life that I feel like are frequently on the forefront of my mind.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all gel fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit www.juvederm.com.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. For over 30 years, Merrick has crafted high-quality dog food. Since our founding in Hereford, Texas, all of Merrick's recipes have prioritized whole nutrition with deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. That's why we say real is our recipe. Real ingredients and homestyle flavors your pet loves. Look for new Merrick packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Find it online or in your local pet store.
So we have concluded my reading. It was very eventful, and I think the next one is going to be even more eventful, to be honest. The time has come where it is time for Alyssa's reading. How are you feeling?
I'm so excited.
All right. What do you have going on?
Well, a lot. Okay, I'll start off with my first one. Where is my career path leading me?
Nowhere.
Ooh. Okay, you've got like a lot of new energy coming your way. It's like you almost feel like you have all these ideas. You have a lot of new ideas and things that you want to put your energy into. But it's almost like, do you get a little overwhelmed? Like there's too many ideas and too many things and da da da. And then it's because it just showed me this match, like, and then it just like just sort of burnt itself out. Like, so the energy is there and the ideas are there. But if you're not like going to light the candle with that match and like keep that somewhere. Is that resonating with you so far? Okay. Mm. So is it right now that there's different directions that you want to go? Or okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to look into the energy of different projects? Is that helpful? Like where is it that you're having a hard time doing a project?
Yeah. Specifically, I am like I have my personal training certification.
Okay.
So relating to fitness, okay. personal training, gym, okay. all that would be very helpful.
Okay. Do you want to tell me what the other, if there's another option, are we comparing things or?
Not really. This is like, this okay. has been like one of my main focuses for a while.
Okay. Was working out a way that you used to like work through like emotional stuff? Is that how you got into mm-hmm. working out by mm-hmm. chance?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I think that's actually a really interesting, what I'm getting from this card is like being able to address why working out helped you move through certain emotions is actually going to be a really helpful niche, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Is that kind of the realm you were going or?
No, okay. This is really, oh, yeah, this okay, is helpful. Good.
Do you find yourself, ooh.
What did you do?
Oh my God, it got real hot in here. Oh my God.
It's kind of making me feel though, like you maybe even have this resonance of like grief, but like because you have this fitness journey, like it's a way that you actually process it. And I think you have something to share in how you move through emotions. We could also just talk about this.
No,
if you
that's
want.
Like, are you sure you're not psychic?
Like it dabbles. There's some it dabbles. Extrasensory things going
you're,
on.
You're good. My mind is just blown right now. Oh my God. Wow.
Well, no, I'm going to need your permission to move forward in that. So
I liked okay. where we were
okay.
going.
Okay. Is there somewhere specific you'd prefer to get
my career.
More information?
Yeah,
we're
going to sure.
stay there. Okay.
I said I wanted to cry, but like not really.
Okay. Like, you can't.
But I lied.
like, bye.
No. Like, the gym has always been something that has, like, always been a part of my life. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I've never shared up until recently, because it was always that like one thing that I could just put my headphones in and mm-hmm. like not have to post about and not mm-hmm. just like I could just do my thing and kind of yeah. forget about whatever I'm going through.
Yeah.
And then I decided to recently get my certification because I do love helping people and I get so many questions about my fitness and I feel like this is a good way for me to do that, like mm-hmm. yeah. share what I'm going through, but like how the gym helps me, not just like lifting weights.
Yeah.
And like,
no, it's really, it's like a passion of yours. And like, there's some super unique thing to you and it's how you actually allow yourself to feel your feelings and that you're not mm-hmm. necessarily running away from them. Cause that a lot of people will go to the gym and do a workout thing to avoid what they're feeling. But you have this way of actually letting it move through you by moving your body in a more somatic experience kind of way. And it's how the body actually doesn't keep trauma inside of it. And you're actually able to move it through you. And then there's some kind of growth and expansion transformation that happens through that. So
it's crazy.
Yay, growth.
Yeah.
Yay, growth.
It's like the seesaw where I'm like, I don't know if this is the right career path
mm-hmm.
or if it's not, like I didn't know if it was just like my thing that I did for myself or if mm-hmm. I do like fully go through with this type of thing. Mm-hmm. So this is crazy.
I'd say in one thing, because of the different paths, it's a little bit similar to, and a lot of times you'll get similar kind of energies with people, like I'll pull similar cards for people in the same month. But like having that idea of the direction that you want to take, but especially in yours, like how I got that image earlier of the burnt out matchstick.
Yes.
It decided to show its face again.
Oh, good. Good.
But
good,
it's
good.
To just make sure that you don't put yourself into this, like, it almost feels like you're burning yourself out almost mentally. Like,
oh,
just
yeah.
not, like, starting something and sharing it and, like.
I hesitate a lot.
Okay.
I hate it because I'm just scared of what other people think, which is mm-hmm. dumb. But
oh,
we're human.
None of us feel that
and,
way
like,
ever.
I've always been, like, scared to, like. All right, we got cards flying.
Yeah, we're not taking all of them. This is a short show, you guys.
If you want the long version. This is crazy. This is really crazy.
Crazy good.
I knew it was going to be like deep and like mind-blowing, but like this is... I can't even explain this.
Well, I think especially with this next card coming through of it's this Eight of Pentacles card. So it is about just not thinking about all the things that you have to do to get this, you know, business idea, even if, is it still coming from an idea or is it already something, you just got the certification, it's like,
yeah,
you're going in that general direction.
Yeah.
So it's like you're building the idea because it feels very much it's still in this like infancy like phase.
Yep.
But it's actually like this feels like just do the one little step ahead of you. Like you're going to burn yourself out the minute you make it be all the tasks that you have to do instead of just one at a time. And this is also talking to me about community and working with other people and like sharing more with people around you who are even maybe doing something like it, but maybe not exactly it, but almost like starting to see what other people like inspire that idea and how that kind of amplifies.
Yeah. That's crazy. It was for me like finding that niche because I feel like I do so many things, wear so many hats type of thing, but I never had like my thing that I like can pour everything into.
Yeah. I will say one last thing though.
Okay, yeah, no, for sure.
So speaking to the fitness and the emotions related is I think exploring the world of somatic healing and like how to move emotions through the body might be an interesting avenue, like take it or leave it, but it may add to your niche.
I love that. Okay.
So what else you got going on?
Well,
that we you're willing flying. To talk about.
What area of my life requires more attention right now? That's a good question, isn't it? This is spot on.
It's funny because this to me is saying like you're not actually confused about that. Have you been exploring?
Like, actually, I have it all figured out.
You actually aren't confused. Like you do kind of know some things that you do want to be putting your attention
towards.
It's
actually a trick question because you're right.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the cards say.
Like, well, here they are to just repeat themselves. But with the Temperance card, it's kind of about finding more balance in your life. And it may also include even exploring the world of what you will call spirituality or self-development or connection to self or your role in the universe and how you are just a part of the universe.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You're good. I like you.
I like you too.
No, it's...
I like you too.
Yeah, no, Maddie, I love you.
I like you too.
Do you want I feel contact? Like I'm a little fly.
The cutest little fly that ever was.
I feel like I'm a fly on the wall that's just like, go,
No,
guys.
You're like the little baby on the phone.
Oh, my God. I'm the hipper in the situation. Yeah.
That's exactly what I have been trying to do. Like, give more attention to, like, my spirituality and just myself. Mm-hmm. Loving myself, all that stuff that we like to avoid sometimes.
Yeah. I was going to say, this card specifically, and you'll feel free if this stays, but with this card specifically as well, like, do you explore the world of psychedelics or anything like that?
No, just weed.
Okay.
If just Mary Jane.
That's fine.
Love
and,
her.
I know
Love
Mary her. Jane is a beautiful plant medicine.
She's so beautiful.
And as long as you're, I'd say getting questions like that answered is really helpful if you are in that altered state.
So you're telling
you
me I should be taking like.
You can, but I would always recommend, as I do with anyone, is if you are, really connect with the plant and really connect to the origins of the plant.
This is wild.
Because you'll get a lot more out of it as like outside of just recreationally using and it's just like a, you know, eating.
What if you're an anxious person?
Your anxiety is actually your body's way of helping you cope with something. And so it's kind of more of a indicator. So if you actually honor the body's compass of telling you that there's something going on and you actually help with the plant is going to help you in easy to digest way maybe reveal what it is and what is the root of that anxiety, because for the most part it's really trying to help and protect your body.
So I need to take drugs.
Just kidding. I am not anxious? Going to
no I'm just thing. Saying like I'm an anxious person and
yeah
I'm already anxious thinking about if I were to take anything what if I get anxious. Like,
oh,
like, you know,
I would
like
not
you're
be
on a bad trip
you
with
to
weed.
Do this without supervision.
Okay, good.
I'll be a trip sitter.
No, I wasn't.
Because one
sure.
time I took an edible and I felt like I was alone.
Yeah.
I almost passed out. I was like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I had to lay on my kitchen floor. Just, I had to be like on cold ground to like bring me back. I'm so scared, guys.
Yeah, that is definitely something you want to have someone to be there.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I would not do that. Yeah. But so you recommend.
Well, no, I was wondering if you already were partaking in that, but I'm more concerned about this landing on YouTube and my face saying this, but I just went where it was saying.
This is really cool.
Okay, because we should probably then go to a different question that they could
use. No, this is cool. This is cool. This is really, like, actually really interesting.
Yeah. So that thing that you were avoiding is some more inner reflection work on yourself.
That's accurate. What does my soul need right now? Deep. It's really deep, huh? I'm scared.
Two at a time.
Oh, I thought we weren't jellyfish. Talking about relationships.
God. I just like this would happen to me. I knew it.
But I threw the card off. I thought we weren't going there.
That's the one that you threw?
That's the Three of Swords. I just threw it off the table, but it's back.
Whoa, where'd it go?
Like, as much as I don't, it's like, hi, I'm here.
You just tell me what my little soul needs.
Okay. Well, so it does feel like that there's an obvious, like, it feels like all your passions kind of lost its fire. Does that make sense?
This is crazy.
Okay.
Sorry, I think Jesus is calling me. No. Potential spam. See, I didn't want to cry. This is a good cry.
So we're okay?
No, this is good. Like, I was like, this is genuinely, like, this is what my soul needs. Okay. Like, this is so accurate, but it actually, like, it feels good. So keep going.
Well, so is it a place for you to just accept and also be witnessed that, like, you are experiencing pain? Because a lot of times that is helpful to just be witnessed and loved through your pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's just okay, too.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
And just talking about feelings can really unburden you than just stuffing it.
Talking about feelings is hard, but it's something that I've been working on in therapy.
Yeah. It's a great place to do that.
No, for sure. But I do, like, journal a lot, too. Yeah. So I'm, like, constantly, like, just working on, like, those parts of me that I always thought were flawed. Like, I was always told my whole life, like, you're too sensitive, like, you cry a lot, like, toughen up, why are you crying, like, stop, what are you doing? Like, no one's going to want to be around you if you cry, no one's, like, going to want to be with you if you're like this. And I always thought I had to be, like, perfect and have my shit together, and that's just, like, not who I am. I'm very sensitive, I cry a lot.
So do I.
I'm such a softie for, like, people who, like, have never met me, but, like, perceive me online and think I'm, like, this tough, like, tatted up person. I'm like, actually cry, like, every single day, and I'm really sensitive, so please.
Yeah.
But I've learned to, like, really start to love those parts of me, and, like, how big my heart is. Like, my heart is probably too big for my body. Like, I have so much love to give, and I just never, like, gave it to myself.
Yeah.
And, like, all of my passions, I kind of just, like, we just gotta love ourselves. But it's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to practice. I feel like my ego was, like, so big where I'm like, yeah, like, I love myself, like, I'm good, whatever type of thing. But when you get to, like, the root of things and, like, childhood trauma where I'm like, I am that way because of all of these things, but it's not a bad thing. It's like, it's a really good thing to have so much love and be sensitive and cry. Yeah. It's okay to cry.
Oh, it's such really a stress good. Reliever.
It's really
it's
good to
so,
cry.
So helpful.
But I,
to
again,
cry.
Was just always told to, like,
yeah.
Don't do that. Like, nobody's going to want to be around
gonna
you.
It's going to block so much of your authenticity. So it's no wonder that, like, you're like, oh, what should I do? And what should my brand be? And what should the business be? Yeah. It's like, if you're disconnected from that authenticity and it's, like, so out of balance to actually be able to feel your emotions, which was this whole thing in the beginning of the reading, too, was, like, it's such a gift that you have that you move emotions through you. And other people, just because they're, like, not crying doesn't mean they're not feeling those things. They're just literally so blocked up. And that sort of...
I feel like that's...
Commenting on the, like, anxiety.
like, this past, like, year, I feel like I hit my mental health point where I really kind of had to surrender and, like, wave a white flag where I was like, I need help.
Yeah.
And, like, I need like I recently started taking anxiety medicine and it's been like a new thing because I think I always knew I needed it. I definitely knew I always needed it. I was just like so scared that there was something wrong with me. I just had to surrender and like I just remember like crying to my sister in the car. I was like, I need help. Like, and now I feel like I can think clearer and like work through my emotions and like think about what I need. It's always a work in progress. Like,
But it's just as long as you're like just feeling them, and that's the whole thing is like actually just letting them be there and really like disconnecting from that paradigm of not listening to them and that they're not directing you in any way. And really your emotions are like such a compass for you. And it's so going to be part of what it is that you're building that like learning how to move through them and letting them cycle through you and actually realizing the only reason it's becoming overwhelming is because it's like, no, stay away. Like, I don't want to feel you. I don't want to feel you. And it's like, oh, I guess today's a weighted dinosaur kind of day.
I love Rex. Again, I love helping people. I love talking about, you know, my feelings and what I went through with like career, identity, coming out, all that. Because I had a really hard coming out. So I always wanted to like be a comfort. Like a comfort, like like a weighted dinosaur for people. Like when I did hit like a mental point where I like was not seeing any sort of light, I was like really dark. And it's hard because I felt like I couldn't take time off from the internet because I had to post because it is my job. I'm not allowed to like be a human and take time off because then I'll lose followers and all these things. And then having to post and make my life seem perfect when I'm literally in bed crying. And it's a mind battle when you hit that point and feel like you can't take a break.
I'm really grateful for both of you guys to for opening up and being so open and honest. It really makes my job a lot easier when I know and have context because I can relate the energy. So thank you both. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
I hope this resonated. God.
This has been our incredible tarot card reader and energy reader, almost psychic, Tova Abigail. Where can we find you? What exciting things do you have coming up?
On TikTok is my TikTok channel where I teach the energy of tarot by using fun TikTok sounds. That's Tova Abigail.
I'm going to come to you more.
Yeah, great. I would love that.
It's going to be a weekly thing.
We can work something out. We can work something out.
Libre, Eau de Parfum Intense by Yves Saint Laurent. The sultry vanilla signature. The fragrance for those who do what they want and dare to be exactly who they are. Libre is crafted with signature notes of lavender essence from France and Moroccan orange blossom, combined with glowing warm vanilla from Madagascar that pushes it to the extreme, creating a long-lasting vanilla twist on the floral fragrance. Gift freedom. Gift Libre.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I feel like she really went there.
She did go there. Yeah, I could see it too. Every time she pulled the card, you'd be like,
did you see the cards flying?
They were flying.
There wasn't one, two. The whole deck was going crazy. Like, truthfully, I have no clue. I need to, like, digest that. On my ride home, I'm going to be like, silent.
Yeah, it's like one of those silent car rides where you can't listen to music. It's just
quiet. I'm just gonna be like, wow, I'm so glad this was recorded though, so I can like, because I now I forget everything she just said.
Yeah. No, I do that. I'll have like full podcasts and then I'll look back and be like, I said that.
No, yeah. And it was crazy because like a few years ago I like saw a psychic or medium and I recorded the whole thing and it was just it was crazy and I'm glad I did because now I can like rewatch it. I'm just like, my heart is racing. I had no idea what to expect. That How do you really feel?
I mean, I feel like I don't remember what she talked about for me. I was either. Just so invested in what she was saying for you that it was crazy.
That was like healing, though. That was like really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad we went through that together.
Me too.
If there was anyone to go through that with, I'm glad it was you.
Me too. I feel like we just like are the same person.
We are twins.
Yeah, except I can't pull off the backwards hat. I wanted to touch on this really briefly because I feel like it was the same exact thing for me. I was just going through like the lowest point probably in my life. And I just heavily resorted to going to the gym. It was like the consistency and the just like energy release that was just like, I don't know why I didn't do it sooner.
It feels so good. And the hardest part is just like getting yourself to go to the gym.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
And the hardest part is leg day.
It really just releases so much where you walk out and like nothing matters. And you're like, everything is okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. No, I started going and then all of a sudden it was like, I started going like really, really consistently. I mean, I still do, but like it was literally just the gym where I was like, okay, if I'm like having a really bad time, like in this moment, I would just drive to the gym. And then I would just like crush PRs and I'd be like, yeah.
And then you're like, damn, I'm hot.
All right. Well, this is Closet Talk, a very special episode where I made a friend.
Look at us. Best friend.
We're best friends now.
Two little guys.
Hanging out with backwards hats. Yeah. Who are you? Where can we find you? What exciting things do you have coming up?
My name is Alyssa Butt. People think it's with two T's. I always say that.
Really?
Yes. So that's crazy that you... God, I love you. Everyone thinks Carrington's my last name, but it's my middle name. Fun fact, Alyssa Carrington Butt.
My real name isn't Maddie Westbrook, so.
What?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's
what?
Plotless.
My Instagram is @Alyssa_butt. TikTok, @It'sAlyssaButt. Snapchat, I think it's Alyssa Butt. I'm using Snapchat a lot, though, so if you do want to follow me on there, giving you updates about my days. Anything new coming up? Just like a lot more gym content. I'm going to be focusing a lot on that and really just pouring into myself and my career. Not anything crazy, but you never know what you're going to get with me. So
I love that. Love unexpected. I am your host, Maddie Westbrook. You can find me absolutely anywhere at Westbrook, Instagram, Snapchat. When I say anywhere, I mean anywhere except for OnlyFans. Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, but me either. Should we get on together?
Yes. Couples OnlyFans. No. It's... That's it. Thanks for being here and being queer, and I will see you next week.
Oh, God, I love this.